Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechta Arachin, and we are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Shanim Banidar. When you're trying to figure out the age for the, to determine how much you have to pay, we look at the age of the Nidar, of the person that you took the Nidar about, not the Noder. So, Ketzad, what does that mean? Yelet Sheherich Es Hazaken. If a young person said he's going to give the Erich of an old person, no sin Erich Zaken. You give the Erich of an old person, not of yourself. Of zaken sharichas yalid. If an old person says he's going to give the erech of a young person, nosin erech yalid, you give it based on the young person. The arachim bin erech. But when you're looking at the, and similarly, when you're looking at the erechim categories, you look at the ne'erach, not the one who is making the commitment. Ketzad, for example, a ish sharichas isha. A man who says he's going to give the erech of an isha, v'isha sharicha es a ish. I'm sorry, ish sharichas isha, nosin erech isha, v'isha sharicha. That if a man says he's going to give the erech of a woman, he gives the erech of a woman. A woman says she's going to give the erech of a man, she gives the erech of a man. And we determine it based on the time of the erech, at the time that you made the commitment. If you committed to a person's erech when that person was less than 5 years old, but then before you paid up, they hit their fifth birthday, or you took the commitment when they were less than 20 and then they hit their 20th birthday before you paid, you pay based on someone who's less than 20 years old. Yom Shloshim Kilamata Mimenu. When a baby is 30 days old, we view him as if he's on the 30th day of life. We view him as if he's not yet 30 days old, and therefore he has no erech. Shnas chamesh shnas esrim kilamatim menu. A person during his 5th year of life or during his 20th year of life is still in the younger category. Shnemar v'imi ben shishim shana v'maila im zachar. That it's got to be he finished the full number of years. Hareinu l'meidim mekulam mishnas shishim. We learn from even though the pasuk only says it about shnas shishim, we learn the other levels from shnas shishim. Mashnas shishim kilim matamimenu, just like during the 60th year, he's considered to be under 60. Afshnas chamesh v'shnas esrim kilim matamimenu. So too, during the 5th year and during the 20th year, we consider him to be under 5 and under 20. Hein, but is that true? Imasa shnas shishim kilim matamimenu lahachmir. Well, when you say that someone in the 60th year is viewed as someone under 60, that's a chumrah because the erech starts going down in value after 60. So nasa shnas chamesh shnas esrim kilamatim men lahakel. Does that necessarily mean you're going to say the same thing when it comes to the 5th year and the 20th year? We're putting him in the younger category. Is going to be a kula. He's going to pay less. Tam lomer shana shana l'gzeir shava. Yeah, because the pasuk says shana by both. So we learn l'gzeir shava. Ma shana mura b'shnas shishim kilamatim mena. Af shana mura b'shnas chamesh shnas esrim kilamatim mena. Just like in year 60, we view the 60th year as younger, so too in year 20 and year 50, and in year 5 we view it as younger. So we see that it goes in either direction, whether it's a kula or a chumra to do so. We view it as if they're in the earlier, younger category. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Achu Yiseros al Hashanim Chodesh v'yom echad. They have to be older by 1 month and a day. So he's still in the category of, let's say, between the age of 5 and 20 until he's 20 years old and a month and a day past his 20th birthday. Mishnah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Homer Mishkali Alayin, Nosim Mishkali. If someone says, I'm going to give my weight to the Beis HaMikdash, then he gives his weight. If he says, my weight in silver, he gives his weight in silver. Im Kesef Kesef, Im Zav Zav. If he says he's going to give his weight in gold, then he gives his weight in gold. Maisa Bi'ima Shal Yirmatya Sha'amra. It happened once, the mother of a girl named Yirmatya said, Mishkal Biti Alay, I commit to give my daughter's weight to Hagdish, but she didn't say which substance she was going to give. So Valsi Yerushalayim Shkaluha, then they went up to Yerushalayim and they weighed the daughter. Vinasta Mishkala Zahav, and she gave the girl's weight in gold, even though she never said she was going to give the weight in gold, but she could afford it, and she did. Mishkal Yadi Alai. If someone says, I'm going to give the weight of my arm to the Beis HaMikdash, so how do you determine that, right? You're going to put your arm on a scale? I mean, you could press down, not press down. Your arm is attached to your body, so it has its own force. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mimali Chavis Mayim, Umachnisa Admar Peko. What we do is you fill a barrel with water to the tippy-tippy top, you stick your arm in, and you take the flesh of a donkey with its sinews and bones, and you put as much of that into the barrel until the barrel is full again. So you see that flesh, sinews, and bones will have the same volume as your arm, and then you weigh that on a scale and you give that weight to the Beis HaMikdash, meaning you're not just going to give the weight of water because water is heavier than your arm, but you need to know the exact volume of your arm. So you first determine the volume of your arm by water displacement, and then you replace that water with something similar to your arm using animal pieces, and then you give the weight of that to the Beis HaMikdash. But wait, flesh weighs different than bones, and bones weighs a different amount than flesh. How are you going to get the exact amount of animal parts that corresponds to how much flesh and bones and muscle there is in your arm? So what we do instead is we estimate how much the arm seems like it weighs, and you pay that, meaning there's no way to do it precisely, so we have to do it with some sort of estimation anyway. So to review what we learned today, in the last mission, in the fourth parak, we said that a young person who commits to give the arach of an old person, or vice versa, you give the arach of the other person. We said that a man who commits to give the arach of a woman, or vice versa, you give the arach of the other person. And we said that if you made the commitment when the person was in a certain age category, even though you don't pay till they already reach a different age category, you pay based on when you made the commitment. And we said that on day 30, you're considered to not have an erech yet. During the fifth year, during the 20th year, you are considered to be in the younger category. And we had a machlokas, how we know that. Is it just simply because it's kind of mefurish about the 60th year? Or do we, and therefore you can learn one from the other, do we say no, by the 60th year to put him in the younger category is a chumrah, but by the 20th year and the 5th year putting him in the younger category is a kula, and therefore it must be a gezerah shava. And then we had the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that reaching that year is not enough, you have to be a month into the year in order to reach that next category. And then Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone says he's going to give his weight in whatever commodity he promises to give his weight in, so that's exactly what you do. There was a woman who committed to give the weight of her daughter and didn't specify the commodity, and she ended up giving it in gold. And when we had a machlokas, how do you measure if a person says he's going to give the weight of his arm? Do you do water displacement to determine the volume and then replace that water with animal pieces and say, okay, so the weight of that is what you're committing to? Or do we say, no, you're never going to get that right anyway, so we just make our own assessment of what we think the arm actually weighs? Okay, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Beis. Yes.